It's February 22nd, 2012 at Nieka Chakra in Slovakia. That's interesting. One day, Maharaj Pariksit was out hunting in the forest.
I didn't catch the name.
Were you lost?
I lost the name.
Okay.
Which Maharaj?
Which Maharaj? Pariksit. Yes.
Pariksit.
Yes, Maharaj Pariksit. Are you going to translate that?
Že Pariksit Maharaj byl na love vlasy.
And I guess he didn't bring any water with him.
A myslím, že on si vtedy nezabral s sebou žádnou vodu.
So he became very thirsty.
Takže byl velmi smedný.
Now, I'm sure sometimes we've been very thirsty.
A jsem si jistá, že někdy jsme byli velmi smedný.
It can be quite overwhelming.
A to může být dost také ohromující.
Of course, Maharaj Pariksit was a liberated soul.
A samozřejmě Maharaj Pariksit, on byl osvobozená bytost.
So we would not expect him to be overwhelmed by thirst.
Takže my jako neočekávali, že by byl nějak velmi z toho jako smedu nějak předivený, přemožený.
And Prabhupada says that this happened because Krishna wanted to get him out of his situation.
A Prabhupada hovorí, že bylo to proto, že Krishna ho chcel vysvobodit z jeho situace.
That somehow he'd become too attached to his family and running the kingdom and
nějakým způsobem se stal velmi připutaný k jeho rodině a k vlastně riadení toho království.
So he was overwhelmed by thirst.
Takže on byl nějakým způsobem přemožený smedem.
And you know, if we're very hungry or very thirsty or very tired.
Takže víte, keď je on velmi unavený, velmi hladný, velmi smedný.
We may not act so nicely.
Tak vtedy nemusíme velmi pěkně jednat.
So Maharaj Pariksit enters the hut of a sage.
A Maharaj Pariksit, on vstoupil do také chatrče nějakého světce.
And he was the world emperor.
A on byl vlastně vládce světa.
So he was used to being obeyed.
No a vlastně tím pádem on jemu mělo být vzdaná nějaká úcta.
And he says, give me some water.
A on povedal, daj mi nějakou vodu.
And the sage doesn't answer him at all.
No a ten světec mu vůbec neodpovedal.
Of course, the sage Shamakarisi was in trance.
Samozřejmě tento světec, on byl vtedy v tranze.
And so to go into trance, you have to do pratyahara. Your senses are not aware of their environment.
Takže samozřejmě, když jste v tranze, tak vlastně vaše zmysly, oni vůbec nejsou vědomé toho prostředí okolo.
Something like deep sleep.
Něco jako taky hluboký spánek.
So Maharaj Pariksit didn't notice that the sage was in trance.
No, Maharaj Pariksit, on se nevšiml, že ten světec byl v tranze.
The only thing he noticed was that he wasn't getting an answer.
A jedinou věc, co si všiml, že on vlastně ten světec neodpovedal.
So he got very angry.
Takže on se velmi nahněval.
And he saw a dead snake.
A uviděl hada smrti.
And he just put the snake on Samakirishi's neck like a garland.
A on vlastně dal tohoto hada okolo krku tohto světce, jako girlandu.
And Srila Prabhupada says that this behavior is silly.
A Prabhupada hovorí, že toto jednání je hlupé.
So Maharaj Pariksit felt he had been offended.
A Maharaj Pariksit, on se cítil, že vlastně byl proti němu rovný jako přístupok.
And therefore he did something also not nice to the other person.
A proto urobil druhé osobě tiež něco, co nebylo pěkné.
Of course, then Shamakarishi's son saw what Maharaj Pariksit did.
A samozřejmě syn Shamakarishiho viděl, co urobil Maharaj Pariksit.
And then he cursed Maharaj Pariksit.
A on vlastně prekrial Maharaja Pariksita.
So I do this to you, you do this to me. We go on trying to hurt each other.
No, takže viděl, že ty si robil toto mně, já robím toto tebe a prostě jeden druhého začali jako si robit zle.
So Pariksit did not forgive Shamakarishi.
A vlastne Maharaj Parikshit, on potom neodpustil Šanaka Vrishimu.
And Shringi did not forgive Maharaj Parikshit.
A Shringi, on zase neodpustil Maharajovi Parikshitovi.
So why do we do this?
Prečo to robíme takto?
Why when somebody offends us?
Prečo niekto vlastne nás urobí pre nám akoby priestupok?
Do we want to hurt them in return?
A prečo my chceme potom mu to vrátiť?
So some ideas?
Máte nejaké predstavy, to nejaký nápad? Prečo to je?
Because of false ego. Thinking that we are the body.
Kvôli falašnému egu, že myslíme si, že sme to telo.
But you could give that, say that for anything.
To môžeš povedať pre všetko.
Let's be a little bit more specific.
Sa bránime, ochránime proste
nejakú. We are defending ourselves.
Okay, we think that we'll protect ourselves.
Myslíme, že sa ochránujeme.
Okay, but the hurt the person did to us is already over.
Lenže vlastne tá osoba, ktorá v podstate to urobila, tak už je preč.
So how are we I think you're right, but explain more. How are we defending ourselves?
Myslím, že máš pravdu, len viac to vysvetli, ako sa bránime.
Že sa snažíme akoby ospravedlniť alebo ochrániť naše jednanie, alebo akoby správne.
We try to excuse our activities, but something we did bad, and we try to excuse it.
Okay, I think that's a different point.
No, mám myslím, že to je zase iný bod.
But I want to know how are we defending ourselves.
Ale chcem vedieť, ako my sa bránime.
Útokom.
By attack.
Okay, explain more. How does that work?
Let's to rozumieť.
How does that defend? Anybody else can think. How does that protect ourselves?
Revenge, yeah, like a pomsta. Maybe sometimes we on a false ego that we want to revenge.
But I want to know why.
Because we think that we are right. That our opinion is the correct.
Okay, so we think that we understand things and we're right.
I think because...
Can you translate that?
Preklad.
Že vlastne tá vec je, že my si myslíme, že máme správne pochopenie a že máme pravdu.
I'm convinced that this person has offended me.
A ja som presvedčený o tom, že tá osoba urobila proti mne priestupok.
I mean, did Shamakarishi actually offend Maharaj Parikshit?
A myslím si, ako myslíte, že ten Shamakarishi naozaj ako urobil priestupok proti Parikshitovi?
No.
Nie.
So we don't. Maybe she could do that on top of one of the mats instead of on the floor because it's really noisy on the floor. Just if we put another mat under the crayons, that would be really good. So one reason we may want to hurt the other person is we don't take the time to understand the whole situation.
Takže jedna vec je, že prečo my potom obližíme druhé osobe, je, že my nepochopíme celú tú situáciu, všetky okolnosti.
There's a very nice true story that I heard in this connection.
A ja poznám jeden príbeh, ktorý je pravdivý.
That some man went to eat at a restaurant.
Že jeden muž išiel jesť do reštaurácie.
And the lady working there, the waitress, she brought him the wrong order.
Že vlastne nejaká pani, ktorá tam ako pracovala, tak mu dala servírka, mu vlastne dala nejakú zlú objednávku, mu niečo zle
prinesla. Then she spilled the drink.
A potom nejak rozliala ten nápoj.
She made a lot of mistakes.
Urobila veľa chyb.
So at the end, when you at a restaurant, you usually give some tip. You do that here also?
Yeah.
So it was time to give the tip, and he thought, I'm not going to give anything.
No, bol vlastne ten, proste ten čas, kedy on ako mal jej dať ten tringel, a povedal si, že ja to nedám.
And then his friend, who was eating with him,
a potom vlastne s ním jedol jeho kamarát,
said, you know, this waitress, her husband just died about a week ago.
A on, ten priateľ podal, vieš, ako manžel tej servírky, on pred týždňom zomrel.
And now she's raising 5 children by herself.
A ona sama vychová 5 detí.
So then all of a sudden he interpreted her actions very differently.
A vlastne v tomto momente on interpretoval tie činnosti ináč, iným spôsobom.
So this is certainly one reason why we want to hurt the other person. We don't take the time to find out how they are thinking and what is the whole situation.
Takže to je jeden z dôvodov, prečo my vlastne obližíme tej druhej osobe naspäť, že my vlastne si nedáme ten čas, aby sme pochopili celú situáciu a prečo takto myslia a takto jednajú.
I'm still interested in this defending ourselves.
Ale stále ako som sa zaujímam o to, že prečo my sa bránime.
If somebody hurts me,
keď niekto mi ublíži,
and I want to hurt them back,
a ja chcem ublížiť späť,
how does hurting them back protect myself?
Tak ako to, že mu ublížim, tak ma ochráni.
Sometimes we want to be like victory. It's like a little fight and we want to be, you know, usually if you want to, the last word. You know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Že chceme ako proste byť víťazmi a chceme to posledné slovo.
I think that's also the sense that I'm right.
To je tiež ten zmysel toho, že ja som proste ako mám pravdu.
So that relates to your false ego idea.
To vlastne sa vzťahuje k tej tvojej idei falošného ega.
I always know the truth, I'm always right.
Ja stále mám pravdu a stále mám ako pravdu.
And how does it protect ourselves?
Ale ako to nás ochráni?
I think it's a good point, but I want to understand what is the logic.
Ako myslím, že to je dobrý bod, ale chcem ako pochopiť, čo je tá logika. It does not protect us.
Well, all right. But I want to know how we are thinking that it protects us.
Že ako, ja vravím, že to nás ako neochraňuje, ale chcem vedieť, ako pri tom zmyšľame, že si myslíme, že nás to ochráni.
Čiže to ten druhý skrát
udiela? Did we think that the person will not do it again?
Yes.
Že si myslíme, že, no, že vlastne tá druhá osoba to už neurobí.
Thank you. So I think if I hurt the person, they will not do it again.
Takže my si myslíme, že keď ublížim tej osobe, tak ona to znovu neurobí.
Why not?
Prečo nie?
Because of fear.
A že prečo? No vlastne kvôli strachu.
The other person may think, oh, this, if I do something again, then I'll get hurt, so I'll stay away.
Takže potom si myslíme, že tá osoba bude tak rozmýšľať, že aha, tak keď urobím niečo zlé, tak potom ako mne bude ublížené, tak radšej to neurobím.
By the way, does that work?
No a tak mimochodom, funguje to?
Sometimes.
No, niekedy áno.
Does it work all the time?
A stále to funguje?
No, but it does work sometimes.
A niekedy áno.
Of course, what is the price that I pay for that?
No a samozrejme, aká je potom cena za to, ktorú za tu zaplatím? I will be hurt back.
That's another thing. But if I get people to be afraid of me,
ale keď ja vlastne ľudí priviem k tomu, aby sa ma báli,
and that's how I protect myself,
to je to, ako ja sa bránim.
What problem have I created?
Tak aký problém ja urobím?
The relationship you broke.
Yes.
Stane
sa, or damaged.
Vlastne to, ten vzťah sa preruší, zničí.
Then I've lost the trust.
To znamená, že ja som strátil dôveru.
I can't fear and trust, they don't quite go together.
Takže je tam vlastne ten strach a dôvera a to nejde dohromady.
Okay, how else might it protect ourselves?
Takže ako ináč sa môžeme ešte brániť?
To pray?
No, I'm asking when someone hurts us.
Ja sa pýtam, že keď niekto nám ublíži,
and we want to hurt them back,
a my chceme im ublížiť späť,
to protect ourselves,
aby sme sa obránili,
one thing can be the person will be afraid.
Tak jedna vec je, že tá osoba sa bude báť.
We're thinking I'll protect myself because they won't do it again.
A my si myslíme, ja ochránim seba, pretože on to už neurobí.
What could be another reason?
A čo môže byť ešte iný dôvod?
That if I hurt them back,
že ja keď späť mu to urobím,
that they won't do it again.
Tak on to znova neurobí.
Or I'm hoping at least.
Alebo aspoň to myslím teda.
Get the knowledge that it was not right.
Takže vlastne on proste dostane to poznanie, že to nebolo vlastne ako správne.
I'm hoping they will understand.
A ja si myslím, že oni pochopia.
So I'm hoping they will understand my pain.
Takže si myslím, že oni pochopia moju bolesť.
By giving them pain.
Tým, že dám tú bolesť im.
Then they'll understand, oh, that really hurt me.
A potom oni vlastne pochopia, že to naozaj proste mňa bolí.
You know, one of the biggest problems we have in this world.
A jeden z najväčších problémov, ktorý máme v tomto svete.
Is getting people to understand us.
Je to, že prijmeť ľudia, aby nás rozumeli.
How we feel, what's important to us.
Ako my sa cítime, čo je pre nás dôležité.
It's very difficult.
To je veľmi ako ťažké.
Even people that we have a very close relationship with.
Dokonca aj ľudia, ktorí majú veľmi blízke vzťahy.
We can tell that person over and over again.
My môžeme tomu človeku hovoriť znova a znova tú vec.
That this something is important to me.
Niečo je pre mňa dôležité.
And they just don't understand.
Oni proste to nechápu.
So just recently,
len prednedávnom,
maybe a month or so ago,
možno že nejaký mesiac dozadu,
I was talking to a family where husband and wife work together in a business.
A som hovorila s vlastne mužom a ženou, oni spolupracujú v nejakom biznise.
And the husband goes to bed maybe 9 o'clock.
A ten muž chodí do postele o 9.
But the wife is working until 1 or 2 in the morning.
A tá žena, ona robí do jednej v noci.
And she said, I tell my husband every night.
A vraví, ja hovorím svojmu mužovi celý deň.
I'm not getting enough sleep.
Teda celú noc, že ja nedostávam do spánku.
And every night he asked me to work late.
A on proste mi ho každú noc chce po mne, aby som dlho pracovala.
Why doesn't he care about me?
Tak prečo sa o mňa nestará?
And I said, well, maybe he thinks you're just complaining.
Tak ja som mi vrala, tak možno on si myslí, že sa len sťažuješ.
Because you say you don't want to do it.
Pretože ty si povedal, že to nechceš robiť.
But then you do it.
A potom to robíš.
She told me she's been doing this for like 10 years.
Ona vraví, že ona to robila tak 10 rokov.
I said, so if you've been doing it for 10 years, then he thinks you can do it.
Takže ty, keď si to robila 10 rokov, tak on si myslí, že to môžeš robiť.
I said, obviously he just doesn't understand that you're suffering.
Tak to znamená, že nie len, že ťa nerozumie.
So this is very common.
Takže to je veľmi bežné.
So one reason we hurt people.
Takže jedna z dôvodov, prečo my ubližíme ľuďom,
is to try to force them to understand.
Je to, že sa tlačíme ich k tomu, aby nás pochopili.
Hey, you're hurting me.
Hey, ty proste ako mi ubližuješ.
Now we have another interesting story in the Bhagavatam.
Máme ďalšiu zaujímavú story v Bhagavatame.
About Dharma the bull.
O Dharmovi bykovi.
And he says something fascinating to Maharaj Parikshit.
A on hovorí niečo fascinujúce Maharajovi Parikshitovi.
He said, if somebody hurts us,
praví, keď niekto nám ublíži,
and we name that person,
a my pomenujeme tú osobu,
we say, that's the person who hurt us,
my povieme, toto je tá osoba, ktorá nám ublížila,
then we can be just as guilty as the person who hurt us.
Tak to znamená, že my sme takisto vinní ako tá osoba, ktorá nám ublížila.
Now why would he say that?
A prečo to povedal?
Because it's not the person, but the qualities that act.
Pretože tam povedané, že to nie je tá osoba, ale tie kvality hmotnej prírody, ktoré konajú.
Well, it's interesting. Dharma the bull gives about 7 reasons why we suffer.
No, tento big dharma, on dáva 7 dôvodov, prečo my trpíme.
Says our karma.
Hovorí naša karma.
It's because we identify with the body.
Pretože my sa stotožňujeme s telom.
It's the will of God.
Je to vôľa Pána.
I don't remember all of them, but he gives about 7 reasons.
Ja si všetky nepamätám, ale hovorí 7 tých dôvodov.
He said, so how can we just blame this other person?
A vraví, ako my môžeme proste len ako osočiť tú jednu osobu?
Of course you noticed that Parikshit did blame Kali.
A on samozrejme vedel, že Parikshit, on ako osočil to Kaliho.
I mean, he did go to punish Kali.
On ako potrestal.
He didn't just say, okay, well, then nobody actually hurt you.
Samozrejme nepovedal, že no dobre, tak v skutočnosti ako nikto ti neublížil.
So what do you think Dharma the bull was trying to tell us?
Čo si myslíte, čo sa snažil ten Dharma byk nám povedať?
Not to criticize others.
Not to criticize others.
Aby sme ostatných nekritizovali.
When we name the other person, again, what are we often doing?
Keď my ako pomenujeme, že tú osobu, ktorá to bola, čo väčšinou robíme?
So we're often criticizing.
My často kritizujeme.
And we often want to harm that person in some way.
No a stále chceme proste nejakým spôsobom poškodiť tú osobu, nejak.
So if that person is harming me out of anger and envy,
keď tá osoba poškodzuje mňa kvôli nejakému závisti, kvôli hnevu,
then if I'm wanting to get back at them, I'm doing the same thing.
A ja keď chcem vlastne mu to vrátiť, tak robím tú istú vec.
There's also a very interesting concept.
Je to tiež taký zaujímavý koncept.
That we can take on the qualities of the people that we criticize.
Že my môžeme prijať kvality tých ľudí, ktorých my kritizujeme.
And that when we criticize others,
a keď my kritizujeme ostatných,
we are often actually just pointing out faults that are in ourselves.
Tak častokrát vlastne poukazujeme na chyby, ktoré sú v nás.
So there's a very nice example in the 9th canto of the Bhagavatam.
Je veľmi pekný príklad v 9. kante Bhagavatamu.
With Durvasa Muni and King Ambarish.
So Durvasa Muni a kráľom Ambarishom.
So Durvasa Muni just shows up at Ambarish's house.
Durvasa Muni prišiel do domu Ambarisha.
He wasn't invited.
Ale nebol pozvaný.
He wasn't announced.
Ani nebol ohlásený.
Just here I am.
Len proste som tu.
And it was just about the time that Ambarish needed to break his fast.
No a break his fast.
Yes.
Že vlastne to bolo v čase, keď Ambaraj, on potreboval prerušiť jeho nejaký post.
So Durvasa Muni knew that.
A Durvasa Muni on to vedel.
And he said, I want to go take a bath.
On povedal, ja sa idem okúpať.
And he intentionally stayed in the river a long time.
A on naschvál zostal u rieky ako dlho.
And Ambaraj didn't know what to do.
A Ambaraj nevedel, čo robiť.
He had to break his fast.
On mal vlastne prerušiť ten post.
But he had to feed his guest first.
Ale on mal zase ako prvého vlastne nakrmiť svojho hostia.
So he drank a little water.
Takže trošku sa napil vody.
And when Durvasa Muni came back,
a keď Durvasa Muni prišiel,
by his mystic power he could understand that Ambarish had drunk a little water.
Tak on svojimi mystickými silami pochopil, že Ambarish sa napil vody.
So this is what he said.
Takže toto povedal.
Still hungry, Durvasa Muni, his body trembling, his face curved and his eyebrows crooked in a frown, angrily spoke as follows to King Ambarish, who stood before him with folded hands. It's not there.
Takže povedal toto, že stále hladný Durvasa Muni, jeho telo sa klepalo, jeho tvár sa skrivila a jeho očné mihalnice sa nejak polámali. A veľmi s hnevom hovoril takto k Ambarishovi, ktorý stál pred ním s zopetými rukami.
Alas, just see the behavior of this cruel man. He is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Being proud of his material opulence and his position, he considers himself God. Just see how he has transgressed the laws of religion.
Že alas.
Oh no.
Oh nie. Len sa pozrite na toto správanie tohto krutého muža. On nie je vôbec oddaný pána Višnua. Tým, že je vlastne pyšný na svoje materiálne bohatstvo a na svoju pozíciu, on sa považuje za Boha. Len sa pozrite, ako on vlastne porušil pravidlá náboženstva.
Maharaj Ambarish, you have invited me to eat as a guest. But instead of feeding me, you yourself have eaten first. Because of your misbehavior, I shall show you something to punish you.
Takže Maharaj Ambarish, on mu povedal, Maharaj Ambarish, ty si ma pozval, ako, aby som jedol ako hostia, ale namiesto toho, aby si ma nakrmil, tak ty si sa prvý najedol. Pretože ty vlastne si sa takto zle správal, tak ja by som ti mal ukázať, aby som ťa potrestal.
Okay, so Durvasa Muni calls Ambarish a cruel man.
A Durvasa Muni teraz nazýva Ambarisha krutým mužom.
But what does Durvasa Muni do?
Ale čo robí Durvasa Muni?
By his mystic power he creates a demon.
Svojou mystickou silou on stvorí démona.
To kill Ambarish.
Aby zabil Ambarisha.
Because Ambarish drank some water.
Pretože Ambarish sa napil nejaké vody.
So who is the cruel man?
Takže kto je vlastne krutý muž?
Ambarish or Durvasa?
Durvasa alebo Ambarish.
But Durvasa is saying, you are a cruel man.
A Durvasa hovorí, ty si krutý muž.
Then he tells Ambarish, you're not a devotee of Lord Vishnu.
A hovorí Ambarishovi, ty nie si oddaný pána Vishnua.
So who is not acting as a devotee of Lord Vishnu?
Takže kto nekoná ako oddaný pána Vishnua?
Then he says, being proud of his material opulence and his position.
A potom hovorí, tým, že ty si na, vlastne pyšný na svoje bohatstvo, na svoju materiálnu pozíciu.
So who is being proud?
Takže kto bol?
Ambarish or Durvasa?
Kto bol pyšný? Durvasa alebo Ambarish?
Then he said, you think that you're God.
Potom hovorí, ty si myslel, že si Boh.
Who is thinking he was God?
Kto si myslel, že je Boh?
Ambarish or Durvasa?
Ambarish alebo Durvasa?
Then he says he has transgressed the laws of religion.
A potom hovorí, ty si porušil pravidlá náboženstva.
Who had transgressed the laws of religion?
Kto porušil tieto pravidlá náboženstva?
Ambarish or Durvasa?
Ambarish alebo Durvasa?
So everything Durvasa was accusing Ambarish.
Takže všetko za čo kritizoval ten Durvasa Ambarisha.
He was actually guilty of himself.
Takže on bol za to sám vinný.
So this is one problem.
Takže to je problém.
When we try to hurt somebody who hurts us.
Keď sa snažíme niekomu ublížiť, kto ublížil nám.
We may actually see in that person our own faults.
My môžeme vidieť v tej osobe svoje vlastné chyby.
Okay, we're going to talk now a little bit about external forgiveness and internal forgiveness.
Teraz ideme hovoriť niečo o vnútornom odpúšťaní a vonkajšom odpúšťaní.
Suppose that someone had challenged Ambarish on the battlefield.
Napríklad si predstavte, že niekto vyzval Ambarisha na bitevnom poli.
Another kshatriya.
Iný kshatriya.
Would Ambarish just have stood there?
Tak Ambarish tam len tak stál?
Čo by tam tak stál?
No, čo by tam tak stál? Ambarish.
No, I don't think so. He would have fought.
Nemyslím si. Myslím, že by bojoval.
So, but when Durvasa was insulting him and trying to kill him, he just accepted.
Ale keď Durvasa vlastne ho akoby insulting.
Urazil
a snažil sa proste niečo ako to vrátiť, tak on len ostal stať.
So let's look at external forgiveness.
Tak pozrime sa na vonkajšie odpúšťanie.
External forgiveness means someone did something wrong and I don't give them any punishment.
Tak to vonkajšie odpúšťanie znamená, že niekto urobil niečo zle a ja mu nedám ako potrestanie.
That's what we would call external forgiveness.
To je to, čo nazývame vonkajšie odpúšťanie.
No, I don't have this in front of me in English.
Nemám.
But you have it in Slovak. From the Mahabharat. You see where it says in the middle of the page here, Mahabharat?
Tam je v strede stránky napísané Mahabharata.
And this section from Prahlad Maharaj.
Je tam sekcia Prahlada Maharaja.
So if you could just take a minute and read that.
Takže to na minútu prečítame.
Just that one paragraph.
Jeden paragraf.
You can just let everybody read it.
Aha, dobre.
I think everyone has it on the page.
Takže každý sám prečíta.
And that's Prahlad Maharaj talking about when you externally forgive somebody and when you externally punish them.
To hovorí Prahlad Maharaj o tom, keď niekoho mu von, ako navonok odpustíte.
So there we are talking about justice. Still reading? So there we are looking at justice.
Takže teraz sa pozrieme na posudzovanie spravodlivosť.
If I am an agent of justice,
ja som nejakým agentom spravodlivosti,
it's my responsibility and my duty to punish people who've done something wrong.
Je to moja povinnosť a zodpovednosť potrestať ľudí, ktorí urobili niečo zlé.
And Prahlad Maharaj is giving some examples of when to punish and when not to punish.
A Prahlad Maharaj dáva príklady, kedy potrestať a kedy nie.
So that's talking about externals.
To hovoríme o vonkajších veciach.
And I think one reason we have trouble understanding forgiveness.
Myslím, že jedna z dôvodov, prečo máme problém pochopiť odpustenie,
is we think in terms of the external.
Že my zmýšľame ako v medziach vonkajších vecí.
That forgiveness means nobody who does wrong should ever be punished.
To znamená, že nikto, kto neurobil nič zlé, tak by nemal byť vlastne potrestaný.
But we're going to now look at the attitude of forgiveness.
Ale mali by sme sa pozrieť na postoj toho odpúšťania.
That even when an agent of justice has to punish someone.
Dokonca aj keď ten agent toho rozhodnutia spravodlivosti má niekoho potrestať.
The attitude should still be one of forgiveness.
Tak dokonca aj vtedy ten postoj by mal byť odpúšťajúci.
And if I'm not an agent of justice for someone,
a keď ja nie som tým agentom spravodlivosti pre niekoho,
then both my internal and external behavior should be that of forgiveness.
Tak potom aj vonkajšie, aj vnútorné vlastne jednanie by malo byť v rámci toho odpúšťania.
So let's look at what internal forgiveness is.
Takže pozrieme sa na to, čo znamená vnútorné odpúštenie.
Many people think that internal forgiveness means the other person didn't do anything wrong.
Veľa ľudí si myslí, že to vnútorné odpúštenie znamená, že niekto nerobí nič zlé.
Now first of all, maybe they didn't do anything wrong.
Možno, že poprvé ako nič zlého neurobili.
As we talked about already.
To už sme o tom hovorili.
Sometimes I don't know the whole story.
Niekedy nevieme celý príbeh.
But let's assume the other person did do something wrong.
Ale teraz napríklad zoberieme, že ten ako človek urobil niečo zlé.
Let's look at Hiranyakashipu with Prahlad.
Napríklad Hiranyakashipu a Prahlad.
So he tried to kill his 5-year-old son.
On sa snažil zabiť svojho 5-ročného syna.
So you should never kill your 5-year-old son.
No to by ste nikdy nemali zabiť svojho 5-ročného syna.
And what did Prahlad do? He was just meditating on Krishna and teaching about Krishna.
A čo robil Prahlad? On meditoval nad Krišnom a učil o Krišnovi.
And Hiranyakashipu was really trying to kill him. I mean, he was putting him in boiling oil.
A akože Hiranyakashipu, on naozaj sa snažil ho zabiť. Dal ho do vriaceho oleja.
Under the feet of elephants.
Pod nohy slonov.
Throwing him off a cliff.
Snažil sa ho zhodiť z útesu.
Feeding him poison.
Dal mu zjesť jed.
So let's see what Prahlad Maharaj says to Nrisimhadev.
Tak pozrieme sa na to, čo povedal Prahlad Maharaj Nrisimhadevovi.
He says, please give up your anger now that my father has been killed.
A povedal mu, prosím ťa, teraz sa vzdaj toho hnevu, že keď už môj ako otec bol zabitý.
You have different quotes there.
Máte iné papiere. Teraz.
Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake.
Pretože aj sväté osoby majú potešenie z toho, že vlastne zabijú hada alebo škorpiona.
All the worlds have achieved satisfaction because of the death of this demon.
Tak celý vlastne svet dosiahol uspokojenia smrťou tohto démona.
So Prahlad was saying he's a demon.
Takže Prahlad hovorí, že bol démon.
He wasn't just saying, oh, it was okay.
On nepovedal, oh, to bolo v poriadku.
He said, now that he's killed, everyone is happy.
Povedal, teraz on je zabitý, všetci sú šťastní.
And then he says, O Supreme Lord, because you are merciful to the fallen souls,
povedal, o môj Pane, pretože ty si milostivý k pokleslým dušiam,
I ask you for only one benediction.
Tak ja ťa prosím o jedno požehnanie.
I know that my father has been purified by your glance.
Ja viem, že môj otec bol očistený tvojim pohľadom.
But because he was ignorant of your beautiful power and supremacy,
a pretože on bol nevedomý ohľadne tvojej sily a zvrchovanosti,
he was unnecessarily angry at you,
tak bol zbytočne na teba nahnevaný,
thinking that you were the killer of his brother.
Myslel si o tebe, že ty si ako vrah jeho brata.
Thus he directly blasphemed you.
Takže on ťa priamo vlastne ako osočil, obvodnil.
And committed heavily sinful activities against me.
A urobil vlastne také ťažké priestupky voči mne.
I wish him to be excused for these sinful activities.
A ja mu prajem, aby mu bolo odpustené za jeho hriešne činnosti.
So Prahlad was saying, my father did something very wrong.
Prahlad povedal, môj otec robil niečo veľmi zlé.
So first thing with forgiveness is that it's not saying the other person did nothing wrong.
Takže jedna vec v rámci toho vnútorného odpúšťania je, že nehovoríme, že tá osoba nerobila nič zlé.
Prahlad was saying he did something terrible.
On Prahlad povedal, on robil niečo hrozné.
And does Prahlad want his father to be fixed?
A vlastne Prahlad, on chcel, aby jeho otec bol nejakým spôsobom ako napravený.
Does he want his father to learn?
Chcel, aby sa otec ako naučil niečo.
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Prečo?
For Prahlad's protection?
Preto, aby sa ochránil?
No. Where is Prahlad getting his protection?
Kde Prahlad, on získava svoju ochranu?
From Krishna.
On to získava od Krishnu.
So he doesn't want his father to learn so that his father will not hurt him again.
Takže chcel, aby sa jeho... It's Krishna.
No.
No. Okay. Že vlastne on chcel, aby jeho otec sa napravil, ale nie kvôli tomu, aby mu neublížil.
That's not his motive.
To nebol jeho motiv.
He has getting protection from Krishna.
On dostával útočisko od Krishna.
He wants his father to learn.
On chcel, aby sa jeho otec naučil.
For whose sake?
Kvôli komu? Father's sake. Preto kvôli otcovi.
For his father's sake, yes.
Ano, kvôli tomu, kvôli otcovi.
And how does he want his father to learn?
A ako chcel, aby sa otec poučil?
Through suffering?
Aby sa cez to utrpenie?
No.
Nie.
He wants him to learn in a blissful way.
On chcel, aby sa poučil ako takou blaženou cestou.
So I'd like us to think for a minute, have we ever learned wonderful things through suffering?
Ja chcem, aby sme teraz minútu premyšľali o tom, how...
Či sa môžeme naučiť úžasné veci tým, že trpíme.
Či sa môžeme naučiť úžasné veci tým, že trpíme.
Have you learned wonderful things through suffering?
Že či ste sa naučili pekné veci cez utrpenie.
Yes, no.
Ano, alebo yes. Nie.
Have, who has learned something wonderful through suffering? Okay. Have we ever learned something wonderful through joy?
A naučili sme sa niečo pekné cez radosť?
You haven't learned anything wonderful at all. Who has learned something wonderful through joy?
Kto sa naučil niečo pekné cez radosť?
And you haven't learned anything either in life.
Both ways.
Okay. So how would we prefer to learn? Through suffering or through joy?
A ako my uprednostňujeme učiť sa? Cez utrpenie alebo cez radosť?
Through joy.
Cez radosť.
Of course. So Suniti tells Dhruva Maharaj,
Suniti hovorí Dhruva Maharajovi,
that if you desire suffering for others, if you want other people to suffer,
hovorí mu, že keď ty chceš, aby iní ľudia utrpeli,
then you will suffer from the same thing yourself.
Tak ty budeš za rovnakú vec trpieť.
So forgiveness means,
takže to odpustenie znamená,
yes, this other person did something wrong.
Ano, tá druhá osoba robila niečo zlé.
Yes, I want them to learn.
Ano, ja chcem, aby sa poučili.
But Krishna is protecting me.
Ale Krishna ma ochraňuje.
And I want this person to learn through joy.
A ja chcem, aby sa tá osoba naučila cez radosť.
This is how we have to be with Krishna.
To je ako my máme byť s Krishnom.
Just like you have divided consciousness.
Keď máme rozdvojené vedomie.
Part of you is here and part of you is with your crying daughter outside.
Že časť vašho vedomia je tu a časť je tam s Murariho plačúcou dcerou.
That's...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's his. The other one's too big to cry like that. That's how we had. That is what it means to be Krishna conscious.
To znamená być Krishna vedomý.
That no matter where we are, we're always thinking, how is Krishna doing? How is Krishna feeling?
Kdekoľvek sme, tak my myslíme na to, ako sa má Krishna, čo Krishna robí.
Is Krishna happy?
Je Krishna šťastný?
Exactly.
To je presne ako toto.
Anyway, back to our topic.
Takže späť k tej téme.
So that is what it means to be forgiven.
To znamená byť odpúšťajúci.
So someone has hurt me.
Niekto ma ublížil.
And I think, who's protecting me?
A ja si myslím, kto ma ochraňuje?
Who's protecting me?
Kto ma ochraňuje?
Krishna.
Krishna.
So why did Krishna let this happen to me?
A prečo Krishna dovolil, aby sa mi to stalo?
Maybe he wants to teach me something.
Možno chcel ma niečo naučiť.
Maybe he wants to teach me how I'm treating others.
Možno ma chcel naučiť, že ako ja sa chovám k iným.
Maybe he wants to teach me tolerance.
Možno ma chcel naučiť tolerancie.
He's trying to teach me something.
On ma chcel niečo naučiť.
Maybe I don't know the whole story.
Možno nepoznám celý príbeh.
So then I don't need to hurt this other person in order to protect myself.
Takže ja nepotrebujem ublížiť druhej osobe, aby som sa ochránil.
But I can want to help the other person.
Ale
just changing putting the clothes on and
that's what
she's
I thought.
Going home, so
that's
she's a little bit angry.
The baby's angry.
Yes,
yeah, maybe. I thought so. I'm thinking probably she's like changing the baby's nappy.
Yes, she's pretty, yes.
When babies get older, they don't cry for that anymore. Mm. Like little babies, they cry for that because they don't understand what's happening.
Deti, keď sa menia plienky, tak väčšinou plačú, ale keď sú starší, už nie.
Okay. Should I back, go back again?
Takže zase sa musím vrátiť.
Okay, so Krishna's protecting me.
Takže Krishna ma ochraňuje.
Give
them the key. Kľúč.
So Krishna's protecting me.
Krishna ma ochraňuje.
Oh, and if something bad is happening to me.
A niečo zlo sa mi deje.
Krishna must be allowing this.
A Krishna, on to musí ale dovoľovať.
For some benefit for me.
Pre náš prospech.
So I can also think this other person is suffering by harming me.
A tiež si môžem myslieť, že tá druhá osoba trpí tým, že mi ublížila.
So this person should learn how to behave properly.
Takže tá osoba sa musí naučiť, ako sa správne správať.
Krishna, please help this person learn through joy.
A prosím ťa, Krishna, pomôž tejto osobe sa naučiť cez radosť.
This frees me from this cycle of they hurt me, I hurt them, they hurt me, I hurt them.
A to ma oslobodzuje od toho kruhu začarovaného, že ja obdržím jemu, on mne, ja zase jemu, on mne.
It gives me a sense of peace.
Dáva mi to zmysel pokoja.
And it allows me to also learn through joy.
A tiež mi to dovoluje naučiť sa cez radosť.
So any questions or discussions?
Nejaké otázky alebo diskusia?
As you mentioned that sometimes if we suffer, that's what Krishna allows, you know, to happen to us.
Not sometimes, any time that we suffer.
Not sometimes, any time.
Every time that we suffer. Krishna must be allowing it.
So he is allowing this every time to teach us something or learn?
Of course.
Takže sa pýtam, ako urobili, že v podstate, keď teda trpíme, tak som sa pýtala, že či nám to niekedy, akože Krishna, teda, že to dovolil, ona hovorí, že nie niekedy, vždycky je to vlastne vôľou Krishnu. A sa pýtam, že či kvôli tomu, aby sme sa niečo naučili. A ona hovorí, že áno.
But if we don't like to learn through suffering,
ale keď nechceme sa učiť cez utrpenie,
one of the things we can do,
tak jedna z vecí, čo môžeme urobiť,
is to desire our enemies to learn through joy.
Že budeme mať túžbu, aby naši nepriatelia sa učili cez radosť.
There's other things we can do, but that's one very important thing.
So iné veci, čo môžeme robiť, ale toto je jedna dôležitá vec.
It's like to wish joy to others.
Yes.
To je ako, že vlastne prijať radosť druhým.
That is the essence of forgiveness.
To je esencia toho odpúšťania.
To wish joy for others.
Prijať ostatným radosť.
Even those who hurt us.
Dokonca aj tým, ktoré nám ublížili.
That I wish this other person can learn their lessons through joy.
A my vlastne si prejeme, aby tá osoba, ktorá nám ublížila, sa učila, poučila cez radosť.
I accept what is happening to me is the will of the Lord.
A ja prijímam to, čo sa mi deje, ako vôľu Pána.
And I trust Krishna for my safety.
A ja dôverujem Krišnovi, že ma ochráni.
Of course one can also take practical measures.
Samozrejme, osoba tiež môže prakticky ako...
We don't sleep in the zoo with the tigers.
Prakticky rozmýšľa, že napríklad ako nespíme v klietke s tigrom.
But without hatred.
Ako bez ublíženia.
Sorry. Yes, bro.
What happens when we learn the lecture? No, when we don't learn the lecture from, because it is, you said that when somebody hurt us, it means that we show something learning.
Oh, what happens if we don't learn?
Yes.
Oh, čo sa stane, keď my sa nepoučíme?
Krishna is a very patient teacher.
Krishna je veľmi trpezlivý učiteľ.
He'll try again.
On sa znova ako pokusí.
No, because my practical realization that if something is not going in a nice way, then it's going always harder and harder, you know. That you have understanding? Yeah. That if you don't learn like nicely.
Oh yes, yes.
It is harder. And,
yes, I've also seen this.
Že sa stáva, keď sa ako nenaučíme ako pekne alebo po dobrom, tak sa to stáva horšie, horšie a horšie.
That's the other way to learn through joy.
Tak to je zasa iná cesta, ako sa učiť cez radosť.
To make an effort to learn when Krishna is teaching us in a nice way.
Že urobiť ako effort, úsilie sa naučiť, keď Krishna nás učí cez radosť.
Not wait until he has to get more insistent.
Že nie tým spôsobom, že ešte viac musí ako pritvrdiť. I would like to ask, if we wish joy to others, someone hurts me and I just understand, okay, that's maybe Krishna teaches me something and I try to give back something positive, then is it that that person also changes by my activities? Like I'm, because usually the person they feel that we are positive or we are wishing the joy.
Mm. Can you translate that?
No, že vlastne, keď sa stane, že niekto mi ubliží a ja pochopím, že dobre, to je ako lekcia od Krišnu a ja tej osobe prajem dobro, tak vlastne, či tie osoby väčšinou ako vnímajú, že my im prajeme dobro, či tiež oni sa tým menia.
Sometimes.
Niekedy.
But it will always change ourselves.
Ale stále to ako zmení nás.
Just doing this one thing.
Len to, že robíme túto jednu vec.
Changes our whole life.
Tak to mení celý náš život.
It makes our Krishna consciousness much easier.
A robí naše Krishna vedomie oveľa jednoduchšie.
It makes us just much happier persons.
A robí z nás oveľa šťastnejšie osoby.
It means that other people can't control us so much.
A tiež to znamená, že ostatní ľudia nás nemôžu až tak kontrolovať.
We're freer.
Sme oveľa slobodnejší.
Whether it affects the other person or not is not really our business.
To, či to ovplyvňuje tú druhú osobu, alebo nie, to není ani náš biznis.
But it has some effect.
Má to nejaký efekt.
Because it's really an appeal to Krishna.
Pretože...
It's a request being made to Krishna. We're asking Krishna.
Aha, že vlastne my ako žiadame o to Krishna.
That's what Prahlad Maharaj is doing.
To je to, čo robí Prahlad Maharaj.
He's asking Lord Nrsimhadeva.
On Žádá pána Narsimhadeva.
Please fix my father through joy.
Prosím ťa, ako poriešť toho môjho otca cez tú radosť.
Narsimhadev did.
A Narsimhadev to urobil.
So Krishna may do that.
Krishna to môže urobiť.
I mean, I can't control another person.
Takže ja nemôžem kontrolovať inú osobu.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, sometimes this suffering, it comes when we do some tapasya, you know, that wake up early in the morning, and, I mean, this kind of suffering. And if we like, there is saying always, tapasya and knowledge, you know, then it's much more easier to do the tapasya. If this could be taken like the joy, if you're doing tapasya with the knowledge.
Can you say it in slow words?
Tak sa pýtam, že vlastne niekedy, keď robíme nejaké odriekanie, tiež je to také utrpenie, ako je to iný druh utrpenia, než keď nám niekto spôsobuje, tak sa pýtam, že či keď vlastne robíme tú tapasiu s poznaním, potom to už také utrpenie není, že či sa to dá považovať tiež za nejakú radosť.
I think I understand what you're saying.
It was really hard for me.
I think what you're saying is that even though tapasya is painful, if we do it for Krishna, that the tapasya becomes joyful?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Thank you.
Je to tak, že si myslela to, že keď robíme nejakú tapasiu a je to utrpenie, tak to vedomie, že to robíme pre Krishnu, tak sa to stáva vlastne akože radostné celé.
So that's a very nice realization.
To je veľmi pekná realizácia.
Actually, the word tapa means both austerity and suffering.
V skutočnosti to slovo tapa znamená obidvoje, odriekanie a utrpenie.
So tapasya is voluntary suffering.
Tapasya to je dobrovoľné odriekanie.
And
utrpenie,
dobrovoľné. It acts as a substitute for forced suffering.
A to vlastne je ako náhrada za to násilné utrpenie, tlačené.
It says in the fourth canto, I think it's the fourth canto, that one can get free of one's sinful reactions by voluntary tapasya.
Takže popísané v štvrtom kante, že osoba sa môže oslobodiť od hriešnych reakcií dobrovoľnou tapasyou, odriekaním.
This is even in ordinary life.
To je aj ako v bežnom živote.
If a person commits some crime,
keď urobí nejaký zločin,
and they voluntarily do something to rectify it,
a keď dobrovoľne robia niečo, aby to napravili,
they may get either no punishment from the government or reduced punishment from the government.
Tak je možno, že nedostanú žiadne potrestanie od vlády, alebo sa nejak zredukuje to potrestanie.
So that is one purpose of tapasya.
To je jeden význam tapasya.
And tapasya in the mode of goodness is done voluntarily and happily.
A tapasya v kvalite dobra sa robí dobrovoľne a šťastne.
Of course that's could still be material.
Ale to tiež môže byť materiálne.
But you've also touched on another secret.
Ale tiež si sa dotkla iného tajomstva.
So this is a long discussion.
Je to dlhá diskusia.
I'll try to say it very briefly.
Skúsim povedať veľmi krátko.
In this, Krishna explains in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
A Krishna vysa to je v tretej kapitole Bhagavad Gita.
That whatever you want to enjoy, you have to do some tapasya for it. Some sacrifice, some yagya.
Čo čokoľvek, čo si chceš užívať, tak ty musíš urobiť nejakú jagu, nejakú tapasyu, odriekanie pre to.
And the yagya is very related to the enjoyment.
A táto yagya je veľmi, to sa vzťahuje k odriekaniu, k požitku.
So let's say I want to enjoy money.
Napríklad, ja si chcem užívať peniaze.
It's the enjoyment.
To je to, tá
užívanie. What's the yagya?
A čo je tá yagya?
I have to earn money.
Ja musím zarobiť tie peniaze.
And I have to earn it honestly.
A musím to ako úprimne zarobiť.
I have to use some of the money for charity.
Ja musím nejaké peniaze ako použiť na charitu.
And for sacrifice.
A nejakú obeť.
And when I do that,
urobím,
then I can enjoy that money.
Tak potom si môžem tie ako peniaze užívať.
So yes, everything is like that.
A všetko je takto.
If I want to enjoy material freedom,
keď ja si chcem užívať materiálnej slobody,
then I have to be in the renounced order.
Tak potom musím byť v ako stave odriekania.
I don't have money.
Nemám peniaze.
I don't have a house.
Nemám.
I don't have
dom.
I don't have anything I can control in my life.
Nemám nič, čo by som mohla kontrolovať.
I'm free from that.
Som od toho oslobodený.
I'm free from a house, I'm free from a car, I'm free from bills.
Ja som oslobodený od domu, od auta, od účtov.
So if I want to enjoy the pleasures of freedom, then I have to take the sacrifice of freedom.
Takže keď si užívať vlastne to šťastie zo slobody, tak musím vlastne zaplatiť za to tú obeť tej slobody.
If you want the enjoyment of the opposite sex,
keď si chcem užívať s druhým pohlavím,
then you have to have the sacrifice of living with the opposite sex.
Tak musíte urobiť tú obeť, že budete žiť s tou druhou osobou.
Dealing with the other person's psychology.
A vlastne nakladať a vlastne s psychológiou tej druhej osoby.
So they go together.
A to ide spolu.
So in modern society, people want the enjoyment without the sacrifice.
A v modernej spoločnosti ľudia chcú to potešenie bez nejakej obete.
People want to enjoy the opposite sex.
Oni si chcú užívať druhého pohlavia.
And have money.
A mať peniaze.
And have freedom also.
A mať tiež slobodu.
All at the same time.
A všetko vlastne naraz.
And they don't want to do the sacrifice for any of them.
A nechcú urobiť vlastne obeť pre nič z toho.
But what happens?
A čo sa stáva?
Everything becomes a sacrifice.
Že všetko sa stáva totálne proste ako obeť.
Because Krishna tells Brahma, I create, maintain and destroy the world by penance only.
Že vraví Krishna Brahmovi, že ja som stvoril svet. Ja tvorím, udržiavam ničím svet.
You have to do sacrifice.
Musíš robiť
obeť. Krishna to
vytvoril penance. Že Krishna to urobil odriekaním. Vytvoril tento svet.
So we see people who try to steal enjoyment.
Takže vidíme, že tí ľudia, ktorí sa snažia ukradnúť to užívanie
without paying for it.
Bez nejakej akože bolesti za to.
Their enjoyment becomes painful.
Tak dokonca aj to ich ako užívanie sa stane bolestivé.
They don't get the pleasure.
Oni nedostanú nejaké potešenie.
They just have suffering.
Oni len musia proste trpieť.
And we see this sometimes even with devotees.
A niekedy to vidíme aj s oddanými.
Someone's in a renounced ashram.
Niekto je v ašrame odriekania.
But they're getting emotional satisfaction from the opposite sex.
Ale on dostáva ako emocionálne uspokojenie od inej osoby.
They're keeping a house.
Od opačného
pohľadu. They're keeping money.
Takže má ako dom, má peniaze.
Or we see sometimes people in the grihastha ashram.
Niekedy vidíme ľudia v grihastha ashrame.
They're trying to enjoy the pleasures of the renounced order.
Oni sa snažia užívať si ako tú enjoy pleasure.
Radosti
toho radu odriekania.
So they don't have any children.
Takže nemajú žiadne deti.
They're just traveling.
Len on ako cestujú.
They don't have any honest means of livelihood.
Nemajú ako skutočné nejaké živobytie.
And when you do this, you don't get purified.
No, keď to robíš, tak sa neočistíš.
Your desires don't get satisfied.
Vaše ako túžby sa neuspokoja.
So now let's look at the proper situation.
Takže pozrieme sa na správnu situáciu.
If I say yes, I want to enjoy this thing.
Keď poviem, áno, ja si chcem užívať túto vec.
So I will do the sacrifice.
Tak urobím obeť.
And not as karmakanda.
Ale nie ako karmakandu.
But as an offering to Krishna.
Ale ako offering pre Krishnu.
I will offer the sacrifice to Krishna.
Ja ponúknem tú obeť Krishnovi.
And whatever enjoyment I get.
A akékoľvek potešenie ja z toho získam.
Is Krishna's prasadam.
To je Krishnove prasadam.
When that happens.
Keď to sa stáva.
Both the sacrifice and the enjoyment become transcendental.
Tak potom obidvoje, aj to potešenie, aj tá obeť sa stáva transcendentálna.
And then there's no suffering at all.
A nie je tam žiadne utrpenie.
There's no sacrifice.
Nie je tam žiadna obeť.
So materialistic people in the modern day,
že materialistickí ľudia v modernom čase,
they want to steal pleasure without sacrifice.
Oni chcú kradnúť to potešenie, užívanie bez obete.
Then everything becomes sacrifice.
Tak potom všetko sa stáva obeťou.
And when we voluntarily, happily sacrifice for Krishna,
A keď my dobrovoľne a šťastne urobíme obeť Krišnovi.
And accept whatever pleasures and whatever comes in life as Krishna's prasada.
A keď prijmeme čokoľvek prichádza v živote ako Krišnova prasada.
Then all of life becomes enjoyment.
Tak celý život sa stáva požitkom.
And even the sacrifices become happy.
A dokonca aj tie obete sa stanú.
So yes, you have discovered something very wonderful.
Šťastné. Takže ano, si ako odhadla niečo pekné.
Is that all right?
Do poriadku?
Yes, sorry, I just had to tell them a little bit quiet.
This is a great secret.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's a great secret.
But I had realization a long time ago, years ago, but it came up on my mind. And can I ask one more?
Yeah, sure.
About this forgiveness, I heard once that you're not able to forgive someone while you can't forget yourself. But sometimes people like inside, you know, they just angry with themselves and they have, you know, but they don't know about it. How to like fight inside this forgiveness to other souls? Tak sa pýtam, že v podstate ja som počula aj také, že človek ako není schopný odpustiť druhému, pokiaľ není schopný odpustiť sám sebe. A sa pýtam vlastne, akože ako nájsť v sebe, v podstate vo vnútri, odpustenie, či už voči sebe alebo ostatným.
I think that's part of Durvasa Muni's problem.
Myslím, že to je časť problému Durvasa Muniho.
Because everything he's criticizing Ambarish for is actually his problem.
Pretože všetko, za čo Ambarisha kritizoval, tak to bolo jeho problém.
But I see it can work in both directions.
Ale môže to fungovať obi dvoma spôsobmi.
If I start practicing seeing that everything happens to me is actually Krishna.
Keď začnem praktikovať to, že všetko začnem vidieť, že sa mi deje vďaka Krišnovi.
And I start wishing joy for others.
A začnem ostatným prijať dobre.
I'll be able to do it for myself also.
Tak budem schopný urobiť to aj sám pre seba.
I don't know if doing it for yourself has to come first.
Že neviem, že či má prísť najskôr odpustenie sebe samému. Yeah, that's what I heard.
And it's not my personal experience.
To nie je to moja osobná skúsenosť.
When I first discovered this,
keď som toto prvýkrát odhalila,
it wasn't self-focused at all.
Ako nebolo to vôbec zamerané na mňa.
I was just practicing it with other people.
Sebecky, len ja som to proste praktikovala s ostatnými ľuďmi.
And the difference it made in my life was astonishing.
A tie, ako zmeny v mojom živote, čo sa stali, boli úplne ohromujúce.
Immediately.
Hneď.
Even when I did it mechanically.
Dokonca, keď som to robila mechanicky.
You know, even when I just was thinking, okay, Krishna, you're doing this. You're going to keep me safe. Please teach this other person through joy. Even when there was no heart.
Dokonca aj keď som si myslela, dobre, tak Krishna, teraz ty si mi toto urobil, tak prosím ťa, nauč tú druhú osobu cez radosť. Dokonca aj keď som do toho nedala srdce.
I felt immediate peace.
Tak hneď som cítila mier.
And the other person didn't stop yelling at me.
A tá druhá osoba neprestala na mňa kričať.
But it didn't bother me anymore.
Ale vôbec ma to už netrápilo.
I just wasn't affected.
Ja som proste nebola tým ovplyvnená.
And I thought, wow, this is nice stuff.
A to je to úžasné.
And I've been learning more through joy than through suffering.
Tak potom ja som sa viac učila cez radosť ako cez utrpenie.
I mean, not entirely.
Ako nie vždycky.
But it's been a big difference.
Ale bol to ako veľký rozdiel.
It's real.
Je to reálne.
I used to think, well, you can't do this until you're as advanced as Prahlad Maharaj.
Ako nemôžeme to robiť tak pokročilo ako Prahlad Maharaj.
Som si myslel. Som si myslel, že to nemôžeme robiť. Že to nedokážeme, pokým nie sme tak pokročili ako...
Že som si myslela, že to nemôžeme robiť, kým nie sme tak pokročili ako Prahlad Maharaj.
I can't even try to do this.
že sa nemôžem pokúsiť to robiť.
I have to wait until I'm advanced.
Že musím čakať, kým budem pokročilá.
And then it will just happen automatically.
A to sa stane automaticky.
It's a long story, but one day it was shown to me very clearly that that was just nonsense.
Ako je to dlhý príbeh, ale jedného dňa proste mi došlo, že proste je to hlúbosť.
That even a beginning devotee could practice this.
Že dokonca aj ako začínajúci devotee to môže praktikovať.
Is there anything else?
Niečo iné?
Yes.
Not everybody takes the same things as suffering or harms you something. You know, you are in some consciousness and you are thinking that this is, you know, like normal thing. Mm. But for others, it can be like, they can be crazy. Mm. And therefore, sometimes we do things and we doesn't realize that the others suffer from it.
Yes.
And if you can, something otherwise. Niekedy, že proste sa dejú veci, že my proste jednáme určitým spôsobom alebo sme navyknuté na určité jednanie a je pre nás prirodzené, ale u druhých to môže vyvolať ako úplne ako zničenie ich existencie, že ale že my si to neuvedomujeme, že či by to mohlo ako nejak tak rozviesť.
That's a very important point.
To je veľmi dôležitý bod.
To remember that how I'm interpreting what's happening may be very different from what the other person is interpreting.
Takže ja si niečo ako vysvetľujem nejak ináč, ako si to vysvetľuje nejaká iná osoba.
I may not know the whole story.
Napríklad, že viem celý príbeh.
I may not understand the other person's point of view.
Nemusím vedieť celý príbeh, nemusím ako vidieť ten uhol pohľadu druhej osoby.
I can become so absorbed.
Ja môžem sa stať tak pohrúžená,
that the other person should understand my point of view.
Že tá druhá osoba musí pochopiť môj uhol pohľadu.
That I don't make the effort to understand their point.
Že neurobím ako žiaden ako úsilie k tomu, aby ja som pochopila uhol pohľadu tej druhej osoby.
That was what happened with Parikshit and Shanagarish.
A to je to, čo sa stalo s Parikshitom a Shanagarishom.
Also with Durvasa and Ambarish.
A takisto s Durvasa a Ambarishom.
It's very rare that people are intentionally hurting us.
Je to ako veľmi zriedkavé, že ľudia nám urobia niečo na schvál.
It happens, but it's not often.
Ako to sa stáva, ale nie je to často.
Well, thank you very much.
Ďakujem veľmi pekne.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Prabhupada.